penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
WAW.
Copy that, WAW. This is KFA-GDC.
Good morning. I caught KFA, and then I didn't quite catch the suffix. So, give it to me again. Name here is Sean, and just on my way into work this morning. Well, good morning. That's fantastic. I hope you have a safe drive to work. I heard your call sign. I've heard it on here a couple of times, but I didn't catch your name before. So, good morning, Sean. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta Quebec. My name is Mike. All right, well, good morning, Mike. EDTU, all right. I'll try to remember that. I'm bad. But you know that they say, you only got to remember your own call. So that's a newer one. I've heard that before. I've heard your call. I know that EDQ. That reminds me of someone else. And I know I've heard your call. If not, we haven't spoken. But which repeater are you on? I'm on the Mount Clemens repeater, 147-200. I'm curious which one you're on. I don't have the name of the repeater. I only have the frequency. I'm transmitting from Saginaw Township, and the repeater's in Saginaw. So, yeah, we're going a pretty good distance, so you're coming in real clear. Okay, yeah, I think I know what repeater you're on, but I don't know the frequency either. But the uppers, it's nice with these, it's just not everyone's cup of tea, but I find that the linked repeaters are nice. There's not a lot of activity. You link them up, and generally you can bring a little activity in. So that works out pretty good, I think. And then you can always disconnect when you have local things going on, which all the repeaters in this system are, I think, loosely at the light is affiliated with AuxCom. Maybe all of them are very affiliated. This one down here is the AuxCom repeater for Macomb County. So, sometimes it'll break off if it has to activate. It doesn't affect the rest of the repeater. So, this linking is cool, and you can disconnect it when you need to. Yeah, that's pretty good. I am a new ham operator. I just got my technician's ticket last week, and I haven't thrown my call sign out on ham too much because I can't. The 70 centimeter repeaters are all 10 miles away or more from my house. I know those are linked up too. But I can monitor them all right, but I can't get into, I have to go stand way out in my backyard to get a clear shot. So it's a little bit harder for me to talk on those ones while the 2-meter repeaters are much closer and I can just hit them with my UZ5R. Yeah, I'm mostly on UHF. You probably heard me there. You said you've heard my call, so you probably heard me on the UHF machine. Because I have a series of UHF machines down here in Southeast Michigan that we have linked up to the Central Michigan UHF machines. And, that's where I spend most of my time. But we got this one fixed up, this one here in Mount Clemens. We got it all fixed up within the last few weeks. And I figured I'd try it this morning, make sure everything's copacetic, working good. But now, did you come from GMRS, or is ham radio your first delve into radio?
I got my GMRS license a couple of weeks ago, and I'm on the Saginaw repeater. I've been monitoring it for ever since I got my license, and I'm talking on there a little bit, yeah. I don't know if you're on that side of it, but there's a GMRS repeater in Mount Clemens that's linked up. So yeah, you should, if you monitor on there, you'll hear me.
Yep. No, I was going to say if you were, sounds like you just got on that, but I was going to say if you were on that for a while, you probably heard me. I was on quite a bit a year or two ago, and I haven't been on it a whole lot in the last, I'm always listening to, most of the time, right? This radio is the one I would use for that. So when I've got it here, I'm generally not listening there. And I've been listening here mostly recently, so. But, you'll hear me pop in there every now and again. But, all right, well, very good. You're sounding good. Your audio's a little bit light, but it's more, I think, your voice, soft-spoken, and, but no problem. You're clean, and you're making the machine pretty well.
Yeah, thanks. I try to speak up when I'm on the radio, but yeah, I think most people would describe me as soft-spoken. I do my best while I'm on here. As long as people can hear me all right, I guess that's what's important. I guess it depends. I'm trying to limit the amount of radios I'm carrying around all the time. I work from home, so I've got two radios on my desk. And then I have two radios out in my garage, so I don't have to carry them back and forth. So, I listen to quite a few channels. I'm on the two meter repeaters on Saginaw, and then the GMRS repeater in Saginaw. So I'm always listening somewhere. But yeah, I'm familiar with your call sign and how short it is and. I like your call sign. It's an interesting one. It's easy to hear and understand. But I think I'll go back to the monitoring side for now. I just wanted to chime in and say good morning, and I hope you have a fantastic day, WAFU. Sean, have a fantastic day, 73, this KF8, EDQ, Mike from Saginaw.
All right, Mike, perfect. You're doing well. You're doing good. So, and, it takes a while to figure out everything. The hobby's got so many facets, and it takes a while. But enjoy it. It's really worthwhile. So, all right, Mike, take care. Consider anytime. You hear me, UHF, PHF, pop in there. I should remember EQ. I don't know why it's just really ringing a bell with me. KF8EDQ. 73 for now. W8FU.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
And
708 RF Mobile.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
RF Mobile.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
W8FSM from W8FU.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford.
AF8DBZ caught by a train. Fun.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
W4XED, this is W3LNF. W4XED, this is W3LNF.
10-5, KIK, testing mobile antenna.
KF8DPZ, I did not catch all of your call sign, but your radio is working just fine. You're coming through loud and clear.
I guess specifically, I'm testing an antenna that I accidentally cut the wrong end off of the coax before I was trying to run it through my firewall. N5KIK, November 5, Kilo India, Kilo, running stiff.
Pleasure to meet you, Chris. My first personal is Cliff, Charlie Lima, India, Foxtrot, Foxtrot. Call sign is KF8DPZ, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Papa Zulu.
Nice to meet you, Cliff. I'm over on Peter in South Lansing, Holt area. I'm only testing via this little handheld that I'm installing on mobile. Where is, do you know where the tower actually is? I'm trying to figure out how much the handheld can actually get out.
Give me a couple minutes. I can give you a good idea where it's at, but I got to look it up. I'll be right back. All right, Chris, its exact coordinates aren't known to repeater book, but they're fairly certain that it's close to the intersection of I-496 and the I-96 business loop in downtown Lansing.
Well, that's good to know. I haven't had a radio in this truck since I bought it, so I've been slowly gathering parts and whatnot and refitting an old fender mount from a Nissan to get a Chevrolet and all that business. So hopefully by the end of the weekend, I'll have my 25-watt radio in here. I just didn't want to burn it up with a bad solder job, so I figured I'd test it on a handheld. Nice to meet you. I'll clear the channel. You have a great afternoon.
All right, Chris, it was good talking to you. Good luck with your projects. Be safe out there. KF8DPZ. Clear.
KVLF still here.
And a good afternoon to you, K8SWR. This is KF8DPZ. How are you doing today?
No, not too bad. Just up here in Bay City, tooling around.
Oh, that sounds like fun. I'm sitting here at the dinner table right now, fooling with the computer and playing with the radio.
My name here is Jeff. Just driving around up here in Bay City. I'd rather be sitting at the kitchen table.
Well, pleased to meet you, Jeff. First personal here is Cliff, Charlie Lima, India, Foxtrot, Foxtrot. Yeah, it's nice being able to sit at the kitchen table and just relax. I got to leave in about an hour and do my own bit of driving around.
Yeah, I think you said your name was Cliff. Yeah, we don't go by first personals and none of that, just name. Did you say your name was Cliff? Did I get that right?
Yes, you did. You got that exactly right.
Yeah, that's way too formal. Let's say first personal. Name is official. Almost looks like it could rain up here. I don't know. Not complaining too much because it's not 90 degrees and 110% humidity, but could warm up just a shade. Another nice thing about air coolers is there's not as many bugs though.
And ain't that the truth? And when you got to do yard work, you didn't get all sweaty and drippy and stuff stuck to you.
Yep, that's for sure. It makes going up north, you know, not as nice, but it's nicer weather for campfires.
understand how. I haven't had a good campfire in I don't know how many months.
Seems to be an awful lot of traffic on the road today, and I think everybody's lost their brain.
I'm down here 3 miles south of Mount Clemens. I'm only 3 miles from all of the Mount Clemens repeaters. So, you know, I drive the Metro Detroit area, and drivers with no brains, that's every day down here.
No, I drive around there, too. It's worse than that. Spent a lot of time in Detroit, so drive trucks, so I see it all, but it just seems to be a lot of stupid stuff today. Just right off stupid.
Yeah, copy that. So it's worse than usual up that way, huh?
No, just up here, I don't know, 4 miles on today, and everywhere I went, there's always just somebody doing something stupid, not paying attention to where they're going, or, I don't know. It's frustrating.
Yep, I hear that. I go out and I do DoorDash to pay for all my radio toys and stuff like that, and I run into the same thing all day long.
I'm going to make a phone call here, so we'll talk to you later, Cliff. Keep it up there.
Good talking to you too, Jeff. You be safe out there while you're driving around. I'll say 73s to you. KF8, DBZ, stand by.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
Future. to get, we could build up that time a little bit more quickly, and so that's a plus for you.
Yeah, yeah. So, how's your guys' day?
I'm not doing too bad today. I'm thinking we'll do a little bit outside, not as much as I wanted. It's chilly, windy, but I talked to my friend, my neighbor from your town, Rick, in Indiana. He called and talked. He's got, discovered he's got a mass there on his kidney. He might have cancer, so I'm going to look at some options there. So I talked with him for a little bit. Working on your sister's dissertation, doing a lot of proofreading. This is the first time I've been on the radio last Thursday, so I've been pretty tied up with that. I'm hoping to tie the knot on it here pretty soon. But other than that, we're coming along, doing pretty good.
Good. You're sounding like you're feeling better. Are you guys, how's mom feeling?
I think mom's doing better. I think she's turning the corner. Still having a little bit of trouble there with asthma, but obviously taking the inhalers for us, and that seems to help. But slowly but surely, I think she's turning the corner.
Good. Glad to hear. You're starting to feel better. That's a good sign there. Definitely no fun being sick, and whatever this was that was going around sounds like it's not a good thing.
No, it wasn't. You can definitely call it. What did we have? We had miserable. I mean, that was like the only term to describe it. Picked in the teeth there, so to speak. Takes the wind out of your sails. Trying to build it back up there, but I'm definitely feeling a little bit better. I'm like I say, turning the corner, so I'm happy about that. Hard with this weather. Boy, it was nice. Some of this warmer weather last week. Definitely this cooler weather is really, like, wow, what a change.
Yeah, it was weird last week. We're up in Mackinac and enjoying the weather. It was kind of chilly, you know. And then went to Traverse City Wednesday or something like that. It was like 88 degrees. And go back to Mackinac, it was like 70 degrees or 60 degrees, something like that. I'm like, man, what a difference.
Yeah, I was definitely noticing the contrast in the temperatures there, especially seeing some of those high temperatures, even up in the far western UP. They're up in the 80s, upper 80s, and that is like goodness. Like you said, you guys are about 50 degrees, but I think it's the way the fronts were hanging, or the wind was blowing it off the lake or something. That's quite interesting.
Yeah, it was weird. It was a weird day. But it's probably going to be at least this summer, sounds like. We're already past the norm as far as tornadoes, so it's already been an active year, and it's probably going to continue.
Yeah, I believe it, the way it's going. Wow, I'm just glad we didn't have, although comparing some of the 80-mile-an-hour winds to the western side of the state the other night, I'm just glad we didn't have to put the tornado activity that went across St. Louis, southern Illinois, and Kentucky. It's like, wow, doing EF3, EF4 tornadoes there. Katie Lane. Yeah, it was pretty bad. I was following it most of the day Thursday, that radar, GR level 3 radar, I like it. It's a good radar. But I just followed the reports. They're coming in off the lake and then hit the western part of the state. And it's like, we are in trouble.
NAWPD, yeah, definitely. Kind of concerned about it coming across, especially start getting into Oakland County there. And kind of got some reports in this area, but I don't think it was at least our area. We just got a little bit of wind, and we've got about 3,500 of an inch of rain, but we really didn't get a whole lot more in other areas.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. It was interesting checking into their net, their Skyward net up north. They do things a lot different, a little bit slower and as far as getting things started. But man, once they got things together, they were pretty good. Almost, but not quite as good as us.
There you go. That's a good thing. That's good that they got started. You were able to check in. What was it on the Cherryland receiver up there, the link that they had, that they had the net?
Yeah, so they got that link repeater from Traverse City over to Petoskey, Charlevoix, Sheboygan, and Mackinac. And those link, and then there was another one just south of there that linked up. And they get going. Their net control start out on the 800 megahertz. They get that going, and then they get the GMRS side of things going, and once they've got those two things going, then they come back to the ham radio side of it, and then get the ham radio side going, and it was pretty good. It was pretty neat to see how it all came together, and it was good stuff.
WHCMS.
Well, it sounds like they have a good plan in place, and it's good. And again, utilizing all the resources there, that's pretty neat to see. I'm glad to hear that. Again, glad you're able to check in. Did they do a MyCon yet? I don't think it's MyCon up there, but it's something, or is MyCon through the Gaylord
NWS up there? If they did, I wasn't able to get in to listen to it. What I did, what I was able to do was, because I've got that app that's connected to National Service Direct, I just pulled them up. It's very similar to MyCon. It's what goes through MyCon itself. And I just followed through on that, and once things got, started to get that down here, I just switched over to the Detroit Pontiac one.
W-H.
Oh, okay, I was kind of wondering, I think they have one over on the left side of the state there, of NWS Grand Rapids there. Anyway, well, at least, like I say, at least you're able to check in, and sounds like I say, if you had any activity where you were at, but at least you're in a position where you could report it if you need.
Yeah, it was cool. It really was. They even before the net, they dropped tones on the radio. And once the tones were done, they
one that had with the net that we sucked in, and I had to chuckle at one guy. He checked in, and he's like, yep. And he gave his call sign, gave his name. He's like, I'm checking in from home. And laughed at that, and then the net control was like, I got you in the net, but where's home?
W-H.
Oh my goodness, that's great. I guess he assumed everybody knew where home was there, but that's good. It sounds like they had a deep, good participation up there, and again, that puts you in a good area there in Mackinac, where you're able to check in and be a spotter there at that location.
Yeah, it was good. Thankfully, the internet up there, the Wi-Fi up there isn't the greatest. And for some reason, it worked out really well. I was able to get a full Wi-Fi, and it just kind of seemed like it worked out really well. So it was good. Followed the radar, and then with that app, I've got Detroit Pontiac on there. I've got Grayling or Gaylord up there, and then also have Grand Rapids, so I can kind of follow along with things. And once Dennis reports come in, it comes in directly from that app, so you can pull up and see the tornado, or you can see like Dennis reports of, hey, this is what they're assessing, and this is what they're seeing, and so. Followed along with that, and once it got into Lansing, it just seemed like it had that really good storm, and then it got to Oakland, and then Oakland it kind of like fizzled out, but then it like regained strength on the eastern half of Oakland County, and I'm sitting there thinking, man, we might get something here, and thankfully that did not happen.
W-H.
Hey, WCB. Well, that's a good thing. Thankful for that. Thankful for God's protection upon us there. But that's good. I'm glad you were able to do that. See that real time. And, sometimes you don't have all the tools, but, you've got alternates there. And, again, it was a good time for you. Even while you were away there, you were able to check into a net, you were able to monitor their situation up there, but also what's going on down here. So I definitely call it a success, and to be able to get in on Echo Link into this repeater. It sounds good down here with your communication. So again, you can definitely call that a win.
It was definitely a good test, a good opportunity to see how things worked out. Echo Link worked really well up there, and like I said, the mapping system is good, and I talked with Wally while he's down here, and he kind of had a good idea of what's going on down here, so him and I were going back and forth, which is good. He's got a good head on his shoulders, and appreciate him and his willingness to stay up late and give some feedback. So it worked out well. I think as a team we did well.
W-H-C-M-N.
All right, good job there. Yeah, I'm glad how that worked out there. Yeah, I just monitored it and stayed up for a while, and I got just tired, and if anything does come, we'll get up, but it's good. I'm glad how it worked out. It's a good opportunity to test your system. The only thing is, I think you never able to get into a DMR up there. Is that correct?
Actually, I was. I got it figured out. To get into, I believe it's the Heckelberg repeater up there, and I had to get out of the cabin and move out towards the lake a little bit, and I caught it. So that worked out. And then the Traverse City, they've got DMR sites up there. I was able to get into their DMR and get it. So, overall, that worked out nicely. Yeah, just had to move around.
Well, again, you can call that a win, because yeah, sometimes, you know, with a handheld, you do have to move around. What happened years ago, you know, the officers were out, and well, I can't move around unless, you know, that's something happens. Promise 97% coverage on a handheld, I think, back in the day. But at least, you know, in the circumstances, if you can get in a position that you're not endangering yourself, you could at least move around and be able to get into the DMR. Which, again, there's another way to figure out, you know, where you need to access it.
Yeah, and I had programmed the radio, as initially I didn't have Mackinac, the repeater that's in Mackinac, I didn't have that programmed into my new DMR radio, so I had to program it on the face and on the fly, and I thought I had packed my programming cables, but I didn't, and so I'm like, well, I guess it's a good test to program on the fly.
And we got for ID and AWTV. Yes, definitely. Again, there's going to chalk up another one on the checklist. So again, those are opportunities there with the system. Maybe next time, you know, I take my cable along if I could do it, or being able to program it on the fly like that. Again, that's a big win. And, you know, being able to access their system up there, repeaters up there. Again, that's a win for you. So those are opportunities to test out your equipment. I mean, it might not be, you know, doing a fast or we're doing a drill or skyhorn or whatever, but hey,
WHCMN.
Okay, wind you. Yeah. So overall, it was a good trip. Enjoyed it, and a lot of good stuff. You know, as far as Skywarn, as far as ARPSC. But also, you know, just enjoying the trip itself. It was nice, relaxing, and enjoyed the weather and the view, and ended up getting back, and we ended up doing a tune-up on the truck. So we're good for the summer.
Yeah, definitely family time there. Everybody else got to enjoy the trip, the kids by the lake. It's interesting, both you and Melissa and the families there got to be on an ocean or lakefront. They went down to Cocoa Beach, and Melissa sent me back a video of a storm that went through there and the ocean and the lightning, and we did a video up of the lake in Mackinac, and you guys are staying. So that's pretty neat. Well, good. I just think your car worked on there and tuned up. Definitely good vacation for you.
your mom's turn to go on vacation, go up north and relax and enjoy the weather and get some time away from here.
Yeah, that was the plan. That was the plan. We were going to do something, and unfortunately, we got fed. But now we figure, I don't know, see what happens when it's early fall or that time. There's a couple things going on. Just we'll play it by ear and see what happens at that point in time. But hopefully, coming down the road here.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. So, well, Dan, I'm home. I'm gonna head in here and relax and get on well for tonight. But appreciate the conversation on the way north. It's good, and you're coming along. That's good chatting with you, and looking forward to our conversation here. Hopefully, Thursday night and. Looking forward to the meeting here Thursday. We've got the Wind Lake class going on here Thursday, so that'll be a good meeting there. So, but it was good chatting with you, Dan. And enjoy your evening, and we'll talk here soon.
WHC.
Yes, indeed. Definitely enjoyed the ride along. For the invite and the conversation here tonight. Good catching up with you. Glad you guys had a good trip and glad you're back there. Well, we'll let you head on in and enjoy some family time and unwind and some stuff to eat. Enjoy you guys tonight. We'll be off tomorrow. Anyway, we'll wish the 73 and 88 to you and the family. Hope you have a good evening and be off tomorrow. This is the number 8 Whiskey Charlie Bravo. Clear your mind.
Sounds good, Dad. Yeah, sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. 73 and 88 to Mom. 88, why is you, sir?
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
This is N8, FLK, on frequency. This is November 8, Foxtrot Lima Kilo in Lansing, listening on a rainy night. This is N8, FLK, listening.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
FLK clear.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.